How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Courier, very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm not sure. You guys sound very chirpy, so I'm very glad to be here.
Well, let's see what we can do
for
you.
But I'm not doing so good, friend. I must be honest.
Tell us why. It's getting to you.
Well, just look around you.
No, it's
like, okay, let me start by saying, like, in a week where NASA admits there's UFOs, okay, where there's a porn session in Parliament and hornets are plaguing the US and that doesn't even make mainstream media, then you must know what kind of week we're having.
All right. Well, there's a bit of perspective for you. It is so true. No, so we've spoken about those, but they're apparently called Asian murder hornets, but apparently we've dropped the Asian because people just can't cope with this whole Asian thing again. So now we're just dropping that and calling it
a conspiracy theory. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
That the alien ships are actually the aliens are the hornets.
it's just insane.
And they've been sent to kill the bee, and the bee is the only thing that keeps us alive. And I'm so done. You'd swear I'd been watching David Icke the way news media cycle had been rolling. I mean, even David Icke's gone, isn't he?
Yeah, it's just quite unbelievable. You know, we've been saying that for a while, is that the headlines, the news is so mad that we also, you know, if somebody had to say that, you know, aliens have landed and abducted President Cyril Ramaphosa, we'd say, oh, wow, okay, cool. That's unprecedented. That's unprecedented. That's what we'd say. And then we'd say, you know, the new normal. That's what we would say. And we'd carry on. Because we use anything. Throw anything at us and we'll take it.
We do use this word all the time, and I have got such a loathe for this expression, uncertain times.
Yes. No, okay, so there are a couple.
There's a term that ends with Sherlock that I really want to use. In fact, I've had to try so hard in today's report, Howard, to not use expletives.
That is too funny. No, but it is true. There are a couple of words, unprecedented, uncertain, and new normal. I'm done with all of those. Done. You know, Kathy Kaler posted a thing the other day. She said, times have never been more certain. I know where I'm going to be all day. I know when I'm going to eat lunch. Like, it is so certain. But,
Exactly. And, you know, the advertising, I saw a mishmash. I mean, we completely digressed from the reports, of course. But I saw an advertising mishmash of all the ads for COVID-19, and they all use exactly those words.
Yeah,
it is
like just done.
Somebody sent out a script and they just copy paste.
It is just, oh, but there's a new word we are not going to introduce. We are not going to Zanatti, because Zanatti told us about it earlier. And Tanya, I will fight this term. All right, what is it, Zanatti?
And it's not new, Howard.
It is new.
It's just that I introduced it to you
today.
That
I'm just not woke and I don't know it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
It's called a smize. So it's when you smile with your eyes.
Because we're wearing masks, so you have to smize.
Hi, Bogdan.
Have you ever?
Like, I can't even. They were saying it's a bad time for dating because you don't know what goes on under that mask.
Of course.
You know what? We had somebody on the show yesterday, and she was so right. She said, you know, we've all been wearing masks. Now they're just physical ones. So maybe now we'll...
That
was interesting. All right. What are the big stories? Can we guess? Okay.
You can try. I mean, there's so many. Go ahead. You go.
Okay. Is cigarettes still a big number?
Well, I mean, you'd think I'd be banging on about cigarettes, but I'm not actually. And cigarettes. Cigarettes ended up being turning this country back to normal. So I'm going to leave my cigarettes for the last bit, because that brought normality back to this country. SASSA grants, let's just go there for a minute, and food parcels, because for me, like, as you know, this is a top of mind issue, right? And this week we saw 500,000 people also change provinces. Okay. So between the SASSA grants, where the queues go around the street 4 or 5 times in a row, and then on top of that, you have people changing provinces, and then you have people on top of that queuing for food parcels that don't exist, oh. I have to ask, what lockdown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what lockdown?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been outside, but I've spoken to so many people in the cities and even here, like to be fair, there's no lockdown.
That's what I said on
like,
Friday.
If any, we're a massive hotspot for infection.
So I haven't been out. I mean, I basically come to studio and I go home, but it's, but I believe that it's just almost business as usual now.
It absolutely, well, it's not business as usual, but it certainly is appearing as people are trying to make it business as usual. You know, the amount of job losses and when people, and the banks are, get this number, banks are handling retrenchments of 2,500 people per day. Per day, guys. So as you have those that were living hand to mouth anyway, those that were living on grants and those that had a bare minimum income now being retrenched, of course you're going to have masses on the streets queuing for food, for their grants. Like they've had unprecedented grant requests. And that, and that's another thing we'll come to in a second, but the amount of people out, literally out on the streets just screams. There's no lockdown.
So just to so you know, the American numbers reported this morning, 33.5 million people are now out of work because of this. So if you look at those numbers, and they've come off a situation where they basically had a negative unemployment, basically, practically. Mm-hmm. They've now got 33.5 million people unemployed. Now imagine us. Imagine us when we start at the low base that we've started at.
What is happening, guys? I feel like I've been shouting this all week. And then you look at the humanitarian efforts across the country. We're the only people doing anything about food. I can categorically say that. I've looked at these numbers. Do you know in 20, we are delivering 400 food parcels a day? 400, Howard. How many friends have you got on Facebook alone? Like, let's put that number into perspective. Here in rural KZN, we deliver food to 2,500 people on a regular basis. 400 doesn't even come close. My 2,500 in this area doesn't even come close to feeding this tiny, tiny community. And wait, it gets better. So now then the Premier of KZN gets up and delivers the state of readiness in KZN to the President and unashamedly puts up a PowerPoint presentation where it is clear as day for everyone to see that 200 food parcels have been delivered to KZN by donor organizations through the government. 200. When I phoned to question the number because I could not believe what I was reading, I asked if they'd missed the zeros because, you know, sometimes they put that little comma and then it's actually 200,000, right?
Yes.
No commas, dude. 200 food parcels for the entire KZN province. What is going on? What is happening? And then you want to tell me that particular situation is not going to result in sheer anarchy.
Of course it will. When people are hungry, what else is
feeling like an anarchist.
Yeah. And we've certainly had a president missing in action, haven't we? Has he spoken since Dlamini Zuma stood up and basically broke the whole system?
Oh, don't use the word demasculated. Whatever you do, I'm warning you.
No, I didn't.
If you use the word demasculated, you will be taken off air. Okay. So let's go there. Yes. So the president, yes, you're right. He's been missing in action. He wrote a letter about the cigarettes, whatever. Like it was a collective decision and you can't possibly think that, one person makes these decisions, which we get.
No, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
And then he comes out to say in an interview where they caught him, I don't know, coming from somewhere else, he dismissed the cigarette debacle as a brouhaha. Now, the last time I checked, 500,000 people doesn't make a brouhaha. And if you have to look at Tito Mboweni, who apparently is also an anarchist, it's not a brouhaha. 36 million rand a day goes into the economy legitimately from cigarettes. Double that number because all prices of fags have doubled. So that's 76 million or 70 odd million rand that's going into the black market. That's not going into the coffers that can deliver your 200 food parcels. So this filter down of cigarettes, what was just a conversation about cigarettes, has now become a political playing field. And we've seen the rise, and I cannot believe, and this is why I say I'm right back where I started and I feel like I'm at home, Zuma is back on the charts. Not only Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, but my good friend Jacob Zuma and Ubaba and Edward Zuma are out in the marketplace making the biggest noise that you would swear we were in an election race. In fact, 98,000 unique mentions over the past week with an engagement of also almost 500,000 as we were zooming with Zuma. Did you see that?
It's just beyond. It's, and then you've got, you know, I called it last week is that I think that Ramaphosa is being undermined from the inside of his cabinet. There's something going on there, the way things he was doing brilliantly. He had all of our support. We were there for him. He could do no wrong. And then instead of him speaking, they put Dlamini Zuma there. She breaks it completely in her ramblings that nobody understood, undermines him, and he then disappears. You tell me that there's not something funny going on there.
Absolutely. What's happening? Like, something is wrong here. And let me tell you that we went from President Superhero to President Montash. Mm, because not only did he Montash on the cigarettes, but also on the grants. Mm. The kids' grants, the children's grants went from thousands to hundreds of rand in a split second. The 350 rand is almost impossible to get as a citizen of South Africa. You might as well, you're going to spend that money trying to get it anyway. So all those brilliant promises and brouhaha that was made about how we're going to do this so well and we're going to look after our comrades, what has happened is it has resulted in you becoming President Montash. Mm. You're doing the exact same thing Gwede Montashe did to us. Mm. Now in that ilk, though, let's just have another look at what's happening from a financial perspective. You know, the billionaire challenge. Do you remember all those billionaires dropped all those billions, right? Apparently, and I really pray this isn't true, apparently not only is it Rupert the only one who dropped a billion,
right?
The rest didn't, but Rupert's billion is VC, so nobody gave anything, guys. When apparently, and I can't confirm this because I've looked everywhere, it's just what I've been seeing in social media, is apparently the other two parties, Motsepe and Steyn, didn't drop their billion because it wasn't BEE endorsed. So they can't get their scorecard right.
Oh my.
Like, what is happening, guys? And you see why I wasn't cheerful. And then, like I said,
but she's made us depressed, Fanati. We were so happy.
We were so happy, right?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to cheer you up. I promise I'm going to leave this on a high note. I promise.
Okay, good.
Okay, faithfully. Okay. Okay. But ENCA, like you talk about the president being emasculated or demasculated, I don't even know what the bloody word, excuse me, but in this particular instance, ENCA must fall started to trend because of a lead-in to the news by Ngaba and Dutton, okay? So they said in those words that NDZ had emasculated the president, and they were immediately had to apologize. Okay, so here's the bit I don't get. For us media people, we know. You don't just sit up on the TV station and say what you like, okay? There are a bunch of producers out there. There are a bunch of autocorrect. There's a bunch of lawyers. There's a bunch of, and then it goes on to an autocue that the people that are anchoring the show actually read. This stuff is not just made
right, of course
up,
not.
Guys.
Yeah, it's not
so
like
all
our
of
show.
A sudden, these two anchors, well, except for you, Howard, except that these two anchors end up suspended. Okay, first they apologize, then they are suspended. Okay, where's the rest of the production team? And Hannah, I'm asking for a friend. Where's Claudia Motsening?
Yeah, she must
because
be dead. Yeah.
This stuff, it really makes me ask, what is happening?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of signs that are not positive at the moment. It's just
right?
Very, very worrying indeed. Very, very, very.
So here's my two that are going to cheer you up.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah. Are you ready? Okay, take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Madagascar.
We've been laughing about them all week, yes. Are they on the charts?
Well, okay. They are, for sure, they're on the charts. Okay, we're calling for this herbal remedy, okay? And if it's a herbal remedy, well, go ahead. Like, what's the problem, okay? Yeah. But here's the thing is we're calling Madagascar to give us the herbal stuff. I want to urge you, South Africa, to do a bit of Googling. The very same stuff grows here. You can make your own herbal drink. There's no need for importing or making a noise. Just drink the damn stuff if you have to. Go ahead. Please feel free. And then lastly, Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's another one who's completely lost the plot. He's been drinking that Madagascan stuff, I think. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's giving Pretoria a bad name.
Don't worry, he denies he comes from South Africa, so we're all good there.
So
but I just see now that I've put in my, this is funny, I've put in my press release Elon Musk's kid instead of Elon Musk's kid.
Right.
Well, so there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, Elon Musk's kid has a new name. Mm-hmm. Well, he was born and has a name that no one can fathom what on earth is happening.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, for those of you who want to know, his name is Kyle. It's just Kyle, guys. It's Kyle.
You
have to take a science degree to work it out, but the name is Kyle.
What? Kyle, after all of that. So Natty and us must have spent half an hour trying to figure that one out.
Oh,
we could not.
I'm sorry, but that's my cheer me up. Isn't that bad when that's my cheer me up?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty bad. Don't you agree? Thank you. As always, I think, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good weekend.
I hope I'll be back next week.
You'll be back. We wouldn't miss it for the world. It is 8:29.